their new facility on campus with a grand opening weekend on September 6th and 7th. The public is invited. More information is at sjcnc.org.
Meteorologist Ed Kieser will be here in 5 minutes with another in-depth look at weather. He says we'll have periods of rain and maybe a thunderstorm today and some rain lasting into the weekend. We'll get details after AM 580 News. Here's Jeff Bossert.
Thanks, Jay. Good morning. A utility and a community group still don't see eye to eye over the safety of a vacant lot that once housed a manufactured gas plant. AM 580's Tom Rogers has more.
In the early part of the 20th century, a company that preceded Ameren made gas from coal at the site off Champaign's 5th Street. Ameren has agreed to clean up the residue left underground. But Claudia Lenhoff of the Champaign County Healthcare Consumers charges that Ameren isn't being honest about the site's immediate risk to neighbors.
We think it goes out further into the neighborhood than what has been thought so far. If you don't test for it, you won't find it. We know that. So what we want is more extensive testing further out into the neighborhood.
Ameren spokesman Lee Morris contends that even if the contamination spread, cleanup can wait until next year as scheduled.
There are residues that are under the surface. They could pose a risk under certain circumstances, but in this situation, there is no immediate health risk to anyone.
Both Lenhoff's group and Ameren plan meetings to discuss the gas plant site. The CCHCC meeting is tonight at Douglas Park. Morris says Ameren will host an open house in September. I'm Tom Rogers, AM 580 News.
Amtrak says it needs more passenger cars to keep pace with booming demand in Illinois and nationally. Amtrak CEO Alex Cumont made stops in Norble and Chicago yesterday to discuss how the service can boost its fleet of 1,500 cars. Ideally, he says Amtrak should double the size of its fleet over the next decade. Amid soaring gas prices, Amtrak ridership is up by more than 10% nationally since last year. In Illinois, it's up 19% since October. Cumont says Amtrak has done this despite major obstacles.
With aging equipment and, as we all know, with some on-time performance, which isn't stellar. So that alone tells me what a tremendous demand there is out there.
Amtrak hasn't received new passenger cars since the mid-90s and is forced to continually renovate old ones. Amtrak spokesman Mark Maglieri says booming demand is a problem they're glad to have, but he says Amtrak simply won't have enough cars to meet that demand, which is expected to keep growing 10% annually. Champaign County residents who don't have prescription drug coverage have a new option for saving money on medications. The FamilyWise Prescription Drug Discount Card has been available locally since May. The United Way of Champaign County is promoting the card, which offers an average discount of 20% on prescription drugs. Beverly Baker of the local United Way admits the discount is not as good as prescription drug insurance, but she says the savings can make a difference when no other coverage is available. And Baker says the FamilyWise card requires no sign-up or registration.
Nobody has to fill anything out. No personal information is collected. So there's no application process or application fee. There's no wait time. You know, as soon as you get a card, you can take it to the pharmacy and use it. You can print one off. You can even photocopy it. And it's good for any member in your family or in your household.
The FamilyWise card is a nonprofit program similar but not affiliated with drug discount cards sponsored by Vermilion and McLean counties. Baker says most pharmacies in Champaign County honor the FamilyWise card. The list includes pharmacies at Carl and Christie Clinics and Provena Covenant Medical Center. FamilyWise cards can be obtained through the United Way of Champaign County and many local service agencies, as well as the FamilyWise website at FamilyWiseWithAZ.com. The Champaign County Board votes tonight on a proposal to endorse the FamilyWise card. Barack Obama's campaign says it's kicking off a tour of battleground states, and the candidate is starting in Springfield this weekend. Amanda Vinicky has details on the logistics of his visit to Illinois' capital city.
Obama will be back at the old state capitol in downtown Springfield, the same place where he announced he was running for president back in February of last year. During Saturday's event, Obama could be campaigning with his as-yet-unannounced vice presidential running mate. The event is free and open to the public, although the campaign is encouraging anyone who wants to attend to RSVP by visiting Obama's website at www.barackobama.com/Springfield-await. The gates will open Saturday at noon. Signs and banners won't be permitted. Obama will then make several stops in states where he's expected to face a tight race against Republican John McCain, though his campaign hasn't announced where. Obama will end his tour in Denver during the Democratic National Convention. I'm Amanda Vinicky.
Our next report is at 9:30. I'm Jeff Bossert.
This weather forecast is made possible with support from the University of Illinois Employees Credit Union, a member-owned and not-for-profit organization. Their mission is to serve the complete financial needs of their members. The University of Illinois Employees Credit Union. Information is available online at uiecu.org.
It's 8:35, and meteorologist Ed Kieser joins us for another in-depth look at weather. Ed, the U.S. and Brazil in women's soccer scoreless in the first half. They're playing for gold. And U.S. leads Russia 60-52 in the fourth quarter in women's basketball. That's a semifinal game. Australia and China play after that, and then the winners go for the gold. And the BBC will have a whole update on this coming up in the 9 o'clock hour.
Keeping up to date. Can we get a gold medal here?
Well, for weather forecasting.
Or morning edition.
You might just get one of those one of these days if you keep your accuracy record up. And you got some periods of rain, maybe a thunderstorm today, some occasional showers here and there into the weekend. But, yeah, we've had a long dry spell, so I don't think